Back to the Pacific Northwest now, where Jeff Stilwell is co-owner of the Maje Gallery in Edmonds. And if you're a Seattle area voter, he wants to represent you in Congress. He's running to replace 14-term U.S. Congressman Jim McDermott, and he's running on a platform of big ideas. Stilwell wants to build a space elevator. He wants to power Seattle completely with solar energy, and he wants to bring unions back to the forefront of American life.
We need to stop this relentless assault on our unions, on family wage jobs, on Social Security, on Medicare, on Medicaid, like the Employee Free Choice Act, right? Or Bernie Sanders, you know, Workplace Democracy Act. Ideas like that. We need to protect them. We need to grow them. We need to nurture them and bring them back into the forefront of the American economy. Because when our unions were at their strongest, we built the most beautiful of communities with lovely parks, these great schools for our kids, these safe streets. And we've lost sight of that.
What's your top task to re-energize unions in this country? What would you do?
Work with the union leaders. Go to the meetings, you know, talk with them and say, you know, what do you need? What do you need specifically? Because it's going to be different for each one of the unions. And I think that Washington State can lead this country when it comes to unions. We can be an example to the rest of the country, just as the $15 minimum wage for Seattle has become an example across the country.
What else do you want to get done?
I want to close the gender wage gap. And, you know, my heroine is Susan B. Anthony. She began work on this 150 years ago. And, you know, 150 years later, all this time later, we're still struggling to close that gap. I think we can do that. It's not going to be a big, sexy bill that's a huge target for those voices in the GOP who want to shoot it down. It's going to be a laundry list of small things like raising the federal minimum wage, raising the federal tipped wage, making mandating maternity leave, you know, things like that.
Unions, gender pay gap. What else do you want to get done?
I want to see the first 2 years of community college funded, fully funded, because we need to prepare our kids. We need to prepare them for the information age economy. This is a national imperative. It's an investment in our future. And beyond that, I think I want us to look to the future further. I want to turn Seattle into a green beacon for the rest of this planet. I want to place a solar panel up there. Above,
you're pointing to space.
Yes, I'm pointing to space. And I know it sounds like science fiction, but, you know, it's going to cost less, far less than another nuclear power plant. And you just basically use SpaceX or Blue Origin to pop the panels up in space. They automatically unfold. We don't even need to use astronauts to do the work. And then you just beam the energy down through a laser to a receiver.
I'll ask you the same question I've asked all the candidates for 7th District. You would be going to a famously gridlocked and divided Congress. Why would a voter think, yeah, Stilwell can get this done?
You know, what I bring to this campaign is 15 years of public service, creating manufacturing opportunities for artisans. And I did that. I did that through the arts, you know, by long, long hours of conversation, thousands of hours of conversation, just listening to their needs, what people's needs are, and then wielding them together, you know, persuading them into a potent political force that can get things done. And when I get to Congress, when I get to Washington, D.C., if I sleep just like 3 or 4 hours a night, I don't care, because I'm going to be walking those hallways. I'm going to find out everybody's favorite whiskey, find out their favorite movie, find out their favorite song, and I'm going to use that friendship to get these deals done.
Bottom line, why would I vote for you over your opponent?
Because
why are you
I
a better
am the
choice?
New voice.
A new
I
voice.
Am the new face. In a year where Bernie Sanders has found so much success as an outsider candidate, I am that new voice, that new face that brings new ideas, fresh ideas, to get government working again.
That's Jeff Stilwell, co-owner of the Maje Gallery in Edmonds. He's running to represent Seattle area voters in Congress. KUOW is talking with the candidates running for the 7th Congressional District seat. You can hear those interviews on our website, kuow.org.